symbol.
Yeah.
They have them. I could either do that one right there or that one right
That one's
there.
cool. I
It's
was gonna
pretty
say,
dope.
they're gonna point to that fucking base ass black one. I was like, don't do a shitty one.
They said, oh, this one right
Yeah.
here. Yeah, I know. And like this one says, you know, there's no
That's like
place like
the
home.
poster,
There's no
but
place.
shittier.
Yeah, it really is. Oh, or that one right
Oh, that one's
there.
pretty cool too. I like the Atlantis one.
The Atlantis one, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, sick.
Right?
That's so rad.
One's
I
pretty
like
dope.
that a lot.
One of Ra's
Is
serpent cards.
that supposed to be Link?
Yeah, there's
Okay.
the Legend of Zelda ones in here as well. Video game or movie ones as
Well,
well.
TV shows. That's
Is that
the
TV
Stranger
show?
Things.
Oh, Stranger Things. From this angle, I thought it was Blade Runner.
I can see that. The
Yeah,
coloring, for
the
sure.
coloring. Like, I couldn't see Eleven's face. I just saw what looked to be a stomach. Oh, Jesus Christ, dude.
This one.
Calm.
This one.
Yeah, hold down.
Oh, where's it at?
No, Mike's right. Their website is kind of really.
Fucking terrible.
Because it
Yeah.
groups them together.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, The Witcher, I saw that.
Was another Witcher one. Yeah, that is
Oh, yeah,
it.
that's Spike.
Yeah, buddy. I want to know if that's the one I kind of think it was.
Dun
Let's look up if we can buy Cowboy Bebop again.
dun.
Made Tim so fucking mad.
We really
You guys
did.
shopped for like
For
20
20
minutes for
minutes.
a DVD no one could find.
To be fair, you could find it. It just was fucking expensive.
Why is it not?
The one we couldn't find was Big O.
It's true.
Which one were you looking for?
I could have. I wanted to see what that one with the keys was. It's literally the one on the bottom of the page. I thought maybe it would be like a
Oh.
featured one or whatever. Or not there. Oh, jeez. Oh, I'm done
No,
with that site.
it's.
I'm done with that fucking bullshit.
Oh, yeah, you can see why I thought that was a.
Oh, for
Because
sure,
that
yeah.
looks exactly
Speaking of
like it.
bullshit, comes naturally. We are
Joe!
Mike!
I am Cody. Welcome to this week's episode, everybody. We are going to start something new today.
Yep.
Try it out, see if
Trying
everybody likes it.
to organize things a little bit better.
A little
Tighten it up.
organized,
Tighten
just
it up.
so
Get professional.
we have like,
A little less shopping while we're on here. A little
little
less.
less, not completely
Not
gone.
We're
completely
also
gone.
gonna tell everyone when the podcast starts, maybe.
No.
No, not gonna do that?
No,
No,
because
man.
it's a good intro
Comes
that.
naturally.
Oh.
Maybe you shouldn't be on your fucking phone, on your Twitters or your stupid Star Wars game
You,
while we're at
you,
business.
you're, always you're a
like.
stupid Star Wars game.
Yeah, I am! Go ahead, Joe. You're saying something?
Oh no, I was
You
gonna
sound
say I've
awful.
always liked the that we do the cold open or
Yeah.
the hot open. I guess
It's
that's
a
actually
hot
what
open,
it
yeah. Anyways, speaking of bullshit, I'm just kidding. I'm
This
Joe, what's
movie
everybody
that
saying?
we
Yeah.
watched
So,
is not bullshit.
I'll explain what we're gonna be doing loosely. It's not like this is all we're gonna be doing. This is just the idea to get a little more structure and then, have a. Because otherwise, we're just babbling about random shit all the time. And if there's no real good news, well, then we're fucked for the hour. So we're trying to record, and I'm trying to remember shit to talk about. And then, Mike, instead of falling
Mike
asleep, gets on
zones
Twitter.
out.
You get on Twitter.
No, you get on
Me?
Twitter. I'll videotape it next time.
You videotape your
I'm.
face.
Anyways, so this is the idea. We will be watching something before we record. That is either relevant to something coming up or that's happening, or, for example, like
Or
today's,
just like new stuff.
that, or new stuff. For example, today, we have two things. The first one is, actually, both of them are a callback from last week, where Mike promised everybody listening that we would watch I Come in Peace.
I come in
We
peace.
did.
We
And
did.
it's just as terrible as I remember.
Nope, it's really good.
It's a
It
good
is
terrible.
not good. So you
It's a
can't say it's a good
good
terrible.
terrible.
A good terrible is still a blowjob. You know what I mean? Like, it's still a
Right.
blowjob.
Well, and then
I
you're.
but I can call it a guilty pleasure, and that's a bad movie that I like. It's good to
I
me.
understand why people think it's bad, but everyone
Because
should
it is?
understand why I think it's kind of awesome in a weird way. Because it's kind of awesome in a
It's a
weird
just
way.
straight up 80s action from beginning to end. The plot, fuck it, whatever.
The plot, fuck it.
It's just shoot, 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 stab, stab, stab.
Laser disc shoot.
Laser disc CD
That's
shooting.
basically where Predator
It's
got it
fucking
from.
hilarious, CD shooting.
I'm telling you, Predator,
And it's
Predator
stuck
2
in speakers because of the
got
magnet.
their
Yeah, right.
idea.
I laughed at while I was rewatching it because
Oh, I laughed a
full
lot at it.
disclosure, I didn't rewatch the whole thing.
Because you're a piece of shit
No,
who doesn't care about
I
listeners.
want to. I just haven't.
You want to like our listeners, but you don't.
But care what happened was
what happened was I have a checking and a savings.
So I watched about 45 minutes of it. So I watched roughly the first half, and I forgot how ridiculous the idea of this the alien's weapon, which was this disc, was essentially looked like a CD that would just slit people's throats and ricochet off of things, and then kill everybody in a room, which is. Okay, a cool ideal if it wasn't didn't look like a CD. But I think it was like 1990. They're like, we want to make it look futuristic. What's futuristic? CDs!
Well, the worst part about it is they needed you to remember what a CD looked like because in the 1990, not a whole lot of people had them.
Had CDs.
There it is.
I so found it. Sorry, we're shopping.
We are shopping.
Sorry, buddies.
It is! Okay!
It's Ready Player One.
Ready Player One. Yeah. Fuck me, I was right. Good.
So, but the funny part about having to show people what a CD was
the guy in the beginning. You have
a rich guy
in
the beginning of the movie.
$70,000 for this car.
Can't even make his wheels broken. System. And he pulls the CD out and then she's like, oh, that's how people play music when they're rich. And then they put it back in the CD player and then basically that's what goes around killing. I think if they would have made it look a little bit different, would have been kind of cool.
That's the funny part.
It just looked like an upside down CD. Just
Whenever it was flying around a room to kill people, it looked like a CD. It was in the speaker or in that little chamber the guy made. It just looked like a flat, plain, gray disc.
Yeah.
It did look
smaller.
Smaller.
Did
it look smaller? Yeah. Well, camera adds 10 pounds or an inch and a half.
Yeah.
I wish. The inch and a half.
I mean, it does, Mike. The difference is. All you get from it is an inch and a half, so...
Everyone could use an extra inch and a half.
Right? That's what I'm trying to say.
Right?
But what made me laugh the most is while I was watching that first part is like it's wreaking havoc and killing everybody, and then it sticks in a magnet in a speaker. Is the one thing strong enough to hold it?
Well, so this is... they explain it in the movie, so I don't know if you got that far with your 40 minutes of watch. Mm-hmm. So when he gives it to his buddy, right, who's a... scientist in what looked to be an apartment building.
Which was hilarious.
Yes.
He's just hopping on caffeine.
Just genetically made coffee.
As we were watching this movie, I was looking up Dolph Lundgren. I'm realizing that he's my spirit animal.
Yes.
That's fair.
He's got a master's degree in chemical engineering.
He does.
Turned
down a scholarship to MIT. A Fulbright scholarship. To be a bodyguard be a bodyguard for, what's her name? Can't remember her name.
Got it.
I literally can't remember her name.
Grace Jones.
Then they fell
in love, and that's how he got into movies.
He started doing modeling, and then just led into movies.
Because of Grace Jones.
Oh, do you guys want to watch Vamp for next week?
Yes.
Okay.
We'll have to find Vamp? It.
No.
Oh, this is so great.
This new segment is now called... Torture Joe Theater.
I wasn't very tortured during this movie.
Grace Jones... quite an actress. Yes.
Never been said about Grace Jones ever.
I didn't say she was good. Said she was quite an actress.
Anyway, still.
Sidetrack. Grace Jones movies, crazy.
So he describes in it that the reason the way it works is it's magnetically charged.
Right.
And what it does is if you tune it to the magnetic pulse of a human, it would then be able to kill him. That's why it goes from one person to the other. And it just ricochets off the walls because it needs that birth to come around, right? And the reason it stuck in the wall is because the last human was dead, right? So it had nowhere to go, so it found a magnetic, something as powerful, and it got attracted to the speaker. That's why.
Well, it doesn't really explain why when they pull it out of the speaker, it ricochets off the walls, they duck it, and it lands back in the speaker.
Well,
because they're both alive.
It kind of does and doesn't. But
I understand what you're saying. It made me laugh. Like, that was their way around this thing, not killing everyone.
Speaking of continuity errors.
Oh, that was
Smith.
That was the only one.
No. Smith cut his finger.
Yeah.
Never had a bandage on it.
No.
He's a fast healer.
Was he Wolverine? Maybe. But the other one, too, is the contacts.
The contacts was hilarious.
So the white-haired one, the drug dealer, he at one point is in the...
grocery store? Was it a grocery store?
No, that was the other guy. So there was the other one. It was...
he's having a shootout.
Yeah, he's with a bunch of people in a room. Like, he busts through the door or whatever. And he doesn't have the contacts in. It goes away from him, comes back, has the contacts in.
Yeah, it was hilarious.
Yeah, and I was like, I see your eyeballs. You're just human. So, you know.
If it bleeds. We can kill it. Speaking of kill it,
in peace. God, you leave in pieces.
Damn, yeah. That fuck those fucking guns they had.
Yeah, dude.
Just
blowing up parked cars left and right.
Lighting everything on fire. He at one point lit a fire on fire.
Yeah, I saw that. It was crazy.
I was like, how's that work? It was
the inception of fire.
That's like reconstituting water. Yeah. That's a story from earlier today. You weren't with us. You're welcome.
And
plus no one else is with us.
I thought it was funny too that the one guy, the good alien cop gets shot and it's like he's bleeding whipped cream.
By the same gun, no less.
By the same gun that the bad guy gets shot by three times?
Twice.
Twice?
Yeah, because the third time he couldn't hit him, remember?
Oh, yeah.
It was out of ammo or whatever.
Yeah.
What made me laugh about it is like step one, right? He takes it, no problem. Step two, it knocks him back. And then he didn't get a shot on step three, you know, level three. But Dolph, though, said no. 11.
Yeah, he went. Level 4. Beep, beep,
beep. Yeah, and just bam.
Boom.
But yeah. When you see him at one point, it's this little hole. And the next time you see him, it's a little bigger, right? And the next time they zoom in, it's just this big fucking hole in his stomach. And, like, whipped cream / shaving cream is just spilling out of it.
Yeah, man.
And I really wish that they would have explained the original premise behind.
Yeah, I was going to pull it up real quick.
Aliens. Because the good guy alien, his death didn't make fucking sense. Like, I get it that he died, and you're like, oh shit, he died, and then he fucking explodes in a just light and fire, and I was like, what the fuck just happened?
Aliens have self-destruct bombs.
Well, that's why I was like, to myself, I was like, are they like androids? That's the secret, right? They're all androids.
Well, this was they kind of half-assed the plot that they originally wanted to go with, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
So the original plan for it, and the reason it was originally called Dark Angel, is because the two aliens, air quotes, are actually angels.
All right.
So the Dark Angel refers to, obviously, the bad one, which is, oddly enough, has the white hair. And then the good angel, which, if I'm not mistaken, I'm trying to see if I can pull up the original thing about it, is they had names given to them.
Bullshit.
And one was Ezekiel, and the other one was Gabriel.
Right.
So I was like, oh, okay. So
it's just weird how they kind of half-ass rewrote.
Yeah.
It's like they rewrote while they were shooting. We just got to say aliens a couple more times.
Well, I think what happens, they probably got... Because in the 80s, it was a really tough thing to do religious anything, because, like... It was like, that's like, religion was like how the country ran at the time. And then Coke got involved and that didn't really happen.
Until Dogma came along.
Yeah. Fuck you guys!
Right?
Turn your Christian ways on its head. So the whole idea was, when they mentioned where we come from, that's why they never said, like, the planet, like, we had come from a planet or whatever, where we come from.
Mm-hmm.
The drug is, you know, super illegal, really hard to get, so it's expensive, and it happens to be your endorphins. And they're like, I was like, oh yeah, it was fucking terrible.
The only other thing is that explanation still leaves so many questions involved. Why would angels have powerful guns like that? Why do they all dress in black trench coats?
Why do they crash land in fire explosions?
Why do they crash land?
Because there's no sign of a ship.
No, not at all.
It was just an explosion.
And then
he took out the car, and then he's there.
And then when the guy came in, it's just a hole in a wall, like circular holes in a wall.
And it was just him.
It was just there.
My other favorite part is when both of them first show up, they're shown as being larger than life.
Yeah.
Like, he stands in front of the yuppie, and he's like 9 feet tall, right? Yeah. He stands in front of the homeless lady, he's 9 feet tall. Next time you see him, like, okay, they're like getting shorter. And then when they're fighting Dolph Lundgren, like, one of them is not, like, he's not taller than Dolph.
Yeah.
Dolph's a big dude.
He is a big dude. But then you see, like, I mean, compared to everybody else in the movie, Dolph is definitely a big dude. But you see this guy, you're like, oh. And then you can see they have, like, their shoes are, like, club shoes. They have, like, lifts on them so they can be taller.
Yeah.
And I was like, you guys didn't even think of these camera tricks the entire time. You literally, because he picks Dolph up one time, he throws him, like, it's clearly not Dolph Lundgren, because, like,
when he went to him, like the same size,
it was eye to eye.
Yeah,
and then you picked him up. He somehow was eye to eye, but it was not touching the ground anymore.
Yeah.
So unless you grabbed him by the throat and you grew, that's their continuity.
It was funny when I was searching around on YouTube for this, and before I started watching it, I was watching a couple different trailers, and then I found a video of them talking behind the scenes, which I don't know where this came from, but it was like the stunt coordinator from that movie, Dolph Lundgren, and the partner, the FBI partner,
Smith,
were all talking, and this was like fairly present day because they're all older, you mm-hmm. know. So I don't know when exactly it was made, but they were talking early on in the movie where he's on that little stakeout and his partner's
at the beginning
to get killed.
Yeah,
spoilers. And he runs in to stop that armed robbery in the liquor store or whatever.
Yeah.
And he runs in there and he roundhouses the shit out of that guy. Well, turns out he roundhoused the shit out of that guy in real life.
Oh, did he?
Because they were talking. Lundgren ran in, missed his mark by a little bit, which would have been fine, except for when the bad guy took the step forward, he slipped on something that was on the ground mm-hmm. and caused his head to come forward. And so that's why they're saying that roundhouse looks so good, is because when it connected, he knocked the shit out of him. And they had to bring in EMTs to make sure he was okay, because he kicked him so hard in the head. I was like, yeah.
Yo, that's Dolph, pretty good. Calm down. You're yeah, just man. Trying to kill your
coach. Yo, he tried to kill
Stallone.
Stallone, too.
That's what I mean.
I mean, who hasn't, though, really? Which, you get a way, shot, you get a shot.
Found out his real first name is Hans,
yeah.
which I did not know.
So why does he go by Dolph?
Why does he go we by Dolph? Find it. I couldn't find it.
Because it's more American.
Dolph is more American than Hans?
You throw an A in front of that and that's not exactly American.
Yeah, not at all.
It's like
anti-American. We done hunted that guy down and his friends once.
Yeah.
Well, no one ever, you know, talked to that other guy and called him Dolph.
Are you sure?
You know what I mean?
Are you sure?
Yeah, I know for a fact.
Maybe what that's why he was Dolph? So mad at certain people.
Call me Dolph.
What up, Dolph?
Yeah, I don't know why he would switch it to Dolph. Definitely stuck out, though.
It does.
Hans would have stuck out.
Yeah, too. I mean,
how what was his, is his last name really Lundgren?
Lundgren, yeah.
So it would have been Hans
Lundgren.
Lundgren.
Yeah.
That doesn't roll.
Which is
right.
a straight Swedish name.
You want to, real quick, funny, give me your favorite Dolph Lundgren movies before we move on to the next one?
He's going to say Punisher.
Top three. Give a quick
He's going to say Punisher.
I can't remember a lot of them.
Quickie top three.
Masters of the Universe,
Punisher, and probably Expendables.
Mine's not going to be Punisher, because that movie's terrible.
It's terrible, but it's a good terrible.
Obviously, Rocky. What's a really good third one, though? It wasn't in Tremors, so it can't be Tremors.
Hold if on. He was in Tremors, though.
He'd be Tremors. No matter how bad it, he just walks on screen. Hi, I'm Dolph Lundgren. Bye.
Hi, I'm best, Hans Lundgren.
Best Dolph Lundgren movie ever.
I will actually take I will take Rocky off, actually.
Oh. You're a fucking piece of shit.
He is. Not for that, but yeah.
I will. And it's not for Universal Soldier, because you know how much I do not like those movies.
Ooh, I forgot about Universal Soldier. So much.
it's not as terrible as Soldier, because that movie is fucking
Soldier's terrible.
I'm going to take Expendables off and put Universal Soldier on.
I like your style, sir.
Yep.
I will have to say Master Universe is still there, because he was the perfect He-Man, even that movie is severely flawed in its own right.
What?
Weird, right?
Flawed. Yeah, flawed.
Huh?
The chick from Friends is in it.
The chick from Friends is in it.
That's right. Courtney Cox.
Yes. Good job, buddy. Proud of you.
The chick from Cougar Town is in it.
Yo, Cougar Town is in it.
It makes me so mad that was the funniest thing you said about that whole thing. Because... you know my love, not so much love, hate relationship with Scrubs?
Yeah, Bill Lawrence.
Bill Lawrence also created that.
Cougar Town.
Yeah. And that show was terrible.
Cougar Town?
Yeah.
I'm sure it was.
I never watched either.
I mean, I say that with having watched maybe a whole episode.
I don't even think I've made it through a whole episode.
Yeah.
I watched bits and pieces of maybe 15 different episodes.
Bits and pieces
not
of
not a lot of bits.
Did not make sense at all.
Yeah.
Don't ever watch it.
I watched three clips on YouTube. I have no idea what's going on that show.
One star.
One star. Would not recommend.
Would not recommend.
So I will say Masters Universe. Now, you know, I'm going to keep Rocky on there.
There you go, motherfucker.
So obviously Rocky 4. I mean, I don't know why I keep saying Rocky.
You mean Creed 2? Is that going to be your Creed 2?
It will be, hopefully. In no particular, obviously, order on this, because Showdown in Little Tokyo. will have to be on my list.
It's a good one.
And not Universal Soldier.
No, you're wrong.
Yeah, you're totally wrong.
Not Wait, though. So what was your third one? Did I? You had
so Rocky IV, Masters of the Universe.
Masters of the Universe.
And okay. Showdown in Tokyo.
Okay. The correct answer, by the way, is
not what Mike's going to tell you.
Is,
because that's his opinion.
Is Rocky IV, Universal Soldier.
Oh, I'm going to throw something so heavy at you.
Red Scorpion.
Oh, I was gonna say it. God damn it! So fucking right. I should have said it out loud so I could justify throwing something at his fucking head. I hate you so much.
I like that movie.
Yeah, well, you like I Come in Peace too. So
I think
you
I've seen Red Scorpion.
Joe, you got
a lot of his earlier stuff.
Oh, like, a lot of it's horseshit, but god damn it, do I love it?
Is there action in it? Is there explosions in it?
Is there?
Is it just action and explosions?
Is it?
I don't know.
So I will show you. I'll show you a picture of Red Scorpion. What the poster of Red Scorpion looked like,
are there any and you Red can Scorpions tell me. In it? I'm in.
The other one is him standing there holding a gun up, right?
Yeah, that's the classic VHS cover.
It's like red and black.
Wear that one out as well.
Fucking terrible.
No, but it got some usage for sure.
Yeah.
Oh, there it is. There's the.
Oh.
Yeah, man.
It's so commando. I love it.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's his commando.
Yeah.
Red Scorpion is his
commando. He does not throw a buzzsaw through someone's face.
Well, no, he already played the saw thing out with the fake CD blades.
Which is funny, because if you look up the poster for I Come in Peace,
it's $10 on iTunes. It shows.
Oh, that much money? Or is it? No, it says we're going to give you $10 to not watch this?
No, it's $10.
Because that makes sense.
In HD,
man, fuck, almost everything can be in HD. Look, actually, look up how much, because we're gonna be shopping right now. I'm not gonna pull up. Look up.
We're looking at
look how much Masters Universe is on iTunes right now, because I'm gonna buy that shit. Because I need to see if that gun's actually in it.
Okay, there it is. You can only rent it for $3.99.
Oh shit!
What?
I hate when they fucking do that shit. That means someone has the distribution rights. That they'll only let them rent it, and you can't actually own it.
Who the fuck would have the distribute Paramount?
I think so. Yeah,
probably Vanilla Ice.
What?
Vanilla Ice.
Probably Vanilla Ice.
Yeah, because I think he owns the Beatles catalog too, doesn't he?
No.
Is that a rumor?
No.
How would he ever have somebody? It's not the Beatles. Sorry, it wasn't.
Well, Michael Jackson used to own the Beatles.
Yeah.
It was but Vanilla Ice owns somebody big, and I can't remember.
Apple Music. Which is not Apple. Apple Music is the label they were on, the one with the green apple on it.
Mm-hmm.
After Michael Jackson's death, when they were selling off of his estate stuff, they rebought them. That's why you start selling.
Did Jackson have Queen, too?
He had, no, I don't think so.
Somebody had Queen for a minute.
Man, that's ridiculous. That right there is treason.
Yeah,
I know they're not even from this country, and that's treason. Yeah. The Beatles, yeah, whatever, right? I mean, that's just like the biggest fucking music act in the world.
Okay, so real quick before we move on, so we don't babble too long. Thumbs up for Dark Angel, I Come in Peace?
No.
So a thumbs down from Cody, because he's a cynical prick. Joe and Mike gives him two thumbs up.
Two thumbs up.
Hey, Don.
That was one thumb up, so that's three thumbs up.
I did two.
You did not.
2-1 majority rules. Hey, Don.
How you doing?
Next, let's move on to something we're all actually legitimately happy about.
Something happy? Speaking of happy.
That's a segue.
Right here.
Yeah, we don't do those here. We don't do those here. This comes naturally.
He did one there.
Yeah, pissed poorly.
No,
it made sense.
No. It was good.
No.
You know, things are supposed to be good.
Yeah, man.
No, they're not. That's not how we do things here, Joe. Mm.
That's why we're trying to keep this shit moving, action-packed.
It's not. We don't plan very well, obviously. Hence the reason we weren't really prepared for any of this.
Yeah.
It all comes naturally.
We're doing good.
We are doing all right.
I like the track we're on.
But we're talking about the television adaptation of Grant Morrison's groundbreaking graphic novel.
Happy.
We have talked about this on here before, and I'm going to give you a breakdown real quick of what it is. A disgraced detective turned hitman, Nick Sachs, is not doing so well in life.
Nope, he's a big piece of shit.
He is a giant piece of shit. He does lots of drugs. He drinks a ton more than any human being should.
Gurgling whiskey.
That was fantastic.
Ooh. And one of his latest hits he's doing, which, by the way, was fantastic in the show. He suffers a heart attack. When he is brought back from said heart attack inside the ambulance, because he's not fully dead, he then sees a bluish, purplish, sparkly donkey unicorn.
With wings.
With wings. Pegasus, in a way.
Hilarious.
Flying above him, talking to him. There you go, that's it.
Yeah. And god damn it, is it good.
Amazing.
It's so good.
And this is what happens, and we'll go over everything. This is what happens when you get, you take something that is beloved by many people and is very popular, and but you go to...
off main...
Yeah, oh, for sure, yeah. The most mainstream comic book fans won't know this a lot.
Like, if all you read is Batman, Superman,
Justice you League,
probably X-Men, didn't catch Happy when it came out.
And if you're an old school comic book fan of those things, like Batman and those, you'll know who Grant Morrison is.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're just in the comic industry, Batman, you know...
Incorporated, son.
Exactly, you know. You'll know who Grant Morrison is. You may not read some of his offbeat stuff, some of the stuff away from the superhero realm, but... Happy is one of those things.
But yeah, man. But it's still got some superhero vibes.
It does, yeah.
Because he's kind of superhero.
Larger than life, yeah. So this is what happens when you go, when you take a property like this, and instead of just taking it and doing your own thing, you actually bring in the creator of it, and you have him co-write it and adapt it for television.
Mm-hmm.
And now, I'll warn you, everybody here, this is not for kids.
No.
No.
It has bad language. It has basic nudity.
Unblurred or unbeeped black
language. Oh, yeah. Language like, too. Motherfucker, they said. I was like.
On Sci-Fi, mind you guys. This is on Sci-Fi.
Yeah, I was like, know did, they could do did that. Sci-Fi turn yeah. into a pay channel?
I was so excited and the first time I heard them drop
what,
an F-bomb.
What
I was
threw like, what? Me off about it is The Magicians, which I like a lot, has bad words in it. But on TV, they blank it. On Netflix, they play it.
Yeah.
This shit, just let it fly.
Yeah.
I was like, if season 3 of Magicians doesn't have fucking bad language on air, I'm going to throw a fit. But not enough to make it them stop it doing Unhappy because I want to hear it Unhappy because yeah. it's just there. Because mm-hmm. The Expanse has a fun way of doing it because they make up their own curse words.
Yeah.
So they use those on the show because just like Battlestar Galactica, the remake of Battlestar Galactica back in the day, they made their own curse words because you. I mean, we all know what the curse word means. Frack. I mean, what does it sound like? Fuck. By the way, this podcast is not safe for work, so if you didn't know that already, we're sorry.
Only 17 or so cuss words into it.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah. Fuck, vagina. I was going to say pussy, but it seemed a little bit crude.
That's harsh.
That's crude.
Clean it up.
Yeah. Clean it up. Yeah. yeah. Ladies. I'm sorry. I had to do it. That was too good. That was unplanned. That was just us being us. This, though, like, when he said it, I was like, I know I'm tired and I'm watching this, but...
For a second, I thought they just did that sly thing where they dropped the audio for a second.
Yeah.
But I rewound it.
And I was like, wait, no, he said motherfucker out loud. And I was like, did Sci-Fi become a pay channel? I didn't know. Because I'm okay with this completely.
Right.
And, like, so apparently the only thing you can't do is show a big, fat, white lady's titty. So they threw the Happy logo on top of it.
Yeah, that was pretty funny.
I was like...
Well, it wasn't just the Happy logo. It said censored. It was just censored.
But it was just happily, over...
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, in case you guys haven't seen it, there's this scene where Happy... We should probably explain what happened.
All right, so...
There, go.
I left off the premise. We're going to spoil this for you, so it doesn't matter. So when Nick suffers a heart attack, at the same time, in the same city, a little girl named Haley is being kidnapped by Meth Claus, who is Santa Claus, who is a terrible vagrant and a terrible person. Why, she's at one of the most inappropriate child concerts I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, that was weird.
Because that dude's like deep-throating t-shirts and then throwing them in the crowd, I thought was really weird. I was like,
right?
Are parents not paying
attention? This is a children's thing?
That's like... Yeah, you know, what I was like, well, okay, this is weird.
Even the character was like weird.
Too. Yeah, it was super, all sorts was, of weird.
But yeah.
She gets kidnapped, and so Happy runs off to find someone to help her. And she.
Happy is an imaginary friend.
Yes, Happy is Haley's imaginary friend. So technically, only Haley should be able to see him.
Right.
Well, as he's flying from Haley being basically held captive. in this warehouse full of other boxes full of what I'm guessing is kids. He's flying through the city, going somewhere. He doesn't even know. He says, no, this left, limbo, right, whatever. And he's flying through, so you see all these things real quick. And you see him getting closer to his parking lot, and there's a steamy car moving. As he comes up, he slows down, and in the window is these two very large white people having sex in the car. And she mm-hmm. is topless, and her big fat white titties are bouncing everywhere. Instead of showing the nipple, which they can't do, the littlest logo is bouncing with the titty.
Yep.
But just over, like, the nipple part. Yeah. And I was like, well, I don't even need imagination to know what that is.
Right.
That is a big fat white titty. And he keeps flying. And then he eventually finds Nick in the ambulance. Nick has one of the greatest lines ever. Is like, I'll shoot you even if you're in my brain. I was like, okay. Yeah. And just, I mean, the chaos in this show is fantastic. Because the hospital scene alone should easily make fans, because
oh, yeah. God damn,
like the when he beats that guy's face in with the fire extinguisher and then uses it to fire extinguish cum on his face
mm-hmm.
and does like the spasm
yeah
while looking at the evil doctor, I was like, this has to be the greatest thing to ever hit.
And how creepy was the evil doctor being
all super happy?
Yeah, very happy, like aroused yeah. happy about what was going on in front of him. It was yeah. really creepy.
Yeah. Yeah, super, super good. Everything. The coffee moment.
It's so violent.
Oh.
Like it's oh my so God. It's hard rated R movie violence.
The pills moment where he's starting to have the heart attack and he's just like, oh, I'm not yeah. dumping pills nitro into pills. His mouth.
And then the whole thing, like when he walks in on the prostitute blowing the guy in the inflatable lobster suit.
Right.
That's straight out the comics.
Yeah,
it was.
When I saw that, I was like, oh, yeah.
Because at Comic-Con, they didn't show us everything because they didn't have everything posted and ready to go. They just showed us large clips. And they said, I really wish we would have had two things in here, the fire extinguisher scene and the lobster outfit. And everyone in the room pretty much had read the book, so we all cheered, knowing exactly what the fire extinguisher scene was
yeah.
and the lobster scene. And I was like, I wonder what that's going to look like. I didn't even know they made inflatable lobster suits that worked like that.
Yep.
Because it was like almost like a latex suit, but like inflated lobster.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, this is the greatest, like, it's literally the greatest adaptation of any fictional work I've ever seen brought to film or television. I almost say it right now. It is. It has to be. Greatest adaptation of the source material.
To this point, yeah. Most accurate.
So far, so good.
Especially on a regular TV
yeah. channel.
Yeah, that sci-fi is bringing this heat. It's kind of crazy, man.
It was funny because during the panel before at San Diego Comic-Con, before they brought the cast, well, I say cast, before they brought fucking Chris Maloney out and the creators and everything, I'm guessing he's a PR guy for sci-fi was there talking, introducing everybody, and he's like and pushing ahead with the bold new vision of sci-fi is happy. And I was like, bold new vision of sci-fi, like, okay, whatever, right? Like, but like it makes sense because they have like things like The Magicians, which is really popular, The Expanse, mm-hmm. really popular. Both of those are, I wouldn't say totally sci-fi because Magicians is magic, not like sci-fi, you know what
well
I mean?
It's the fi part once they switched over yeah. from sci-fi science fiction and yeah. they want to do science fantasy.
Yeah, so like that's what it was, like, okay, you know. And then of course this is like neither. It's fantasy for sure, but it's like, you know, it does not compare to either of those shows.
Doesn't compare, no.
Yeah, it's, I mean, it's not, I wouldn't say it's, oh, it's definitely different. It is. One's about magicians, one's about space exploration and stuff, and it's obviously different than that. But like the tone and everything is even different. Okay. And the way they do it, I mean, it's super edgy. It's like something you would see. So basically, if you guys don't know, and I don't need to talk to this before, but if you're new to the show or A, didn't pay attention, this is co-created by Grant Morrison, the creator of the comic book. The other part of that co-creator, his name is Brian, I can't think of his last name right now, but he's half of the guy who created, half the guys who created Crank and Gamer.
Mm.
So
you get a Crank vibe.
Oh, from you do. Straight sure. up. Yeah. Like, so I was like,
if you guys liked Crank and if you understood what Crank was supposed to be and you got it and you enjoyed it, you're going to love this show.
Yeah, for sure.
It's so in that same vein, but somehow completely faithful to the source material
but beyond a faithful.
But you still have that vibe of something else you could recognize in it. And yeah, that dude definitely brought the same kind of vibe to it. So it's really cool.
There's a cool video that Sci-Fi did with Grant Morrison talking about it. Because they think, if I remember reading properly, they officially wrapped filming of all the episodes for the season.
Seems about right.
I think, if I remember right that. But they were talking about it, and he was talking about how when they're doing story, I think it was when they're, he said when they're doing storyboard stuff, and he even said this at Comic-Con, they would use actual pages from the comic book. And so when they're, if you don't know how storyboarding works, when you write a script, you have to then visually mark it so you can pace the where it's going to go, and also get ready to shoot so you can do a visual shooting guide of how you're going to do it, so you know what scenes need to go where, because you're not going to shoot them in order for the most part. You're going to shoot them out of order and edit them back in order. So they need to figure out what it's going to look like, right? But they also need to work on what we need for production, for costumes, all these different things, right? So they have all these things, and they literally have panels from the comic book blown up next to scenes that... And instead of doing a storyboard, they just post it there. Like, this is what it's going to look like. And then they showed translation in this video of what the scene from the comic book looks like and what the scene from the show looks like. And they're, other than, like, a little bit, you know, the five guys walking down the hallway, instead of being in a V-shape, they're just, like, in a box, you know what I mean, whatever. Mm-hmm. But I was like, oh, yeah, it's totally, like,
yeah.
Oh, it was even this almost exact same angle. Yeah. Used in the comic. I was like, this is pretty fantastic.
Yeah.
Really, I would say if you haven't read the comic book, you should.
It's a quick read too. It's what, five
four
issues?
Yeah. Four issues, yeah.
Yeah.
Very quick read. It's not very dialogue heavy, so don't worry about that. But just know you're not gonna ruin anything for yourself, because yes, you're gonna ruin the story, air quotes. But the first season isn't the whole book. The first season has a lot more going on. That's what's even the book, because what they've done is they've broken up the story, and I don't know, they didn't even tell us how many episodes or how many seasons, but then they found and they did other stuff, like the whole concert at the beginning of it. That's obviously different from the comic book, but like it fits in with that world, and it's very depraved and dark. But the best part is the entire show is going to be based in an infinite Christmas time. So it's always going to be Christmas time in New York during this. So it may be that it takes place over a few days, and so every episode, every season will be a few days. So all within that, like, you know, say a week or something, four seasons in, they're still not even towards the end of the week, and just total crazy bullshit is happening, Nick, all over the place. So who knows? It'd be fun, but it is so good.
I'm one episode in. I'm already hoping they get picked up for season two.
Oh yeah, I hope so. Yeah, for sure.
Know, like, because I haven't heard anything about it yet.
No,
I'm guessing they probably want to see how the. I'm guessing this wasn't super cheap to make either.
Oh god,
it doesn't
no.
look cheap.
No,
no. So the way they usually do the, like, when they did Crank and they did Gamer, which had a huge budget over what Crank had, because Crank was for the most part just real stuff, you know, just like, you know, practical. But with Gamers, it's just digital shit, like, you know, the fucking heads up displays and all that nonsense. But I mean, for the most part, it's very nitty gritty. But it's also just like the fact you have a completely CGI'd donkey unicorn Pegasus thing flying around.
It's fantastic.
You know,
I guess we should kind of explain Happy a little bit more. Like I said, Happy is an imaginary friend, and he could see him and talk and communicate, and everything Happy sees is real, which is a very cool reveal. How I'm spacing on Stabler's name.
Nick Sachs?
Yeah. So how Nick realizes that Happy is actually legit giving him right information was a pretty clever thing.
Because he thinks the entire time that he's a figment of his fucked up and he thinks dying brain.
It's all, everything he's saying is fake, but he realizes he's kind of helping him out. And so you could see, like, already there's a little bit of teamwork going on already in the first episode, which makes me really excited to think, like, episode 4. And beyond, you know, when they really get into it, like how well that team could work together.
Yeah.
And we should get a little bit more tonight's episode. Yeah, because that should be the card game.
Yeah.
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 The fully getting out of the hospital.
Yeah.
And getting to the card game.
So, for sure, if, one, you read the source material, you're probably already on it. If you haven't read the source material...
Shame on you!
And you liked Crank or Gamer or those type of movies, for sure, watch this show. Or if you just like ridiculous comedy and violence mixed together in a TV show,
you're
going to like this fucking show. It's a good show.
Yeah.
And so it's Wednesday. As of right now, it's Wednesday nights on Sci-Fi.
Yep.
The first episode, well, when you hear this podcast, two episodes will be out. The first episode I know is available for free pretty much everywhere through Sci-Fi streaming stuff.
Yeah, that's where I watched it.
And so I'm guessing the second episode is also going to be. So catch up. Watch that shit.
It's true.
Yep.
Boom.
It's true.
So do we want to move right into, are we going to review trailers?
Yes.
All right.
Yeah.
What's coming up, motherfuckers?
Oh, we got plenty of time.
Yeah, man.
That felt like it was not great. Time-wise, I thought we'd shoot up a lot of time, but I'm okay with it. So, a few trailers dropped this week since the last time we talked to y'all. I have watched all of them. I know, a big shock.
Yeah,
right. Joe has seen...
all the ones you showed me?
Yep, all the ones I showed you. You did not watch Alita Battle Angel, right? Right?
No, because I told you, I said we should watch that when we get back here. And then
We did not.
It's not
Mike forgot.
Yep, goddamn go fucking Mike. So we had a Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom trailer.
Yep.
Full trailer. We had the Alita Battle Angel trailer.
You did show me that. Never mind. Yeah.
Yeah, I did, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I could have swore I did.
The CG one.
Yeah, with the lady with the robot arms and the big eyes. Yeah, yeah, I knew I fucking showed you. Yeah. We watched it without sound.
Because
we were at a concert venue. It was very loud.
Next, we had Ready Player One.
Ready Player One. I think that's... Oh, and Annihilation.
Annihilation, that's what
it was. The other one.
That was the one we watched this morning.
Yeah. Yeah. I think... Is that got to be everything?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure. Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's all of them. That's enough, right? Yeah. We can talk about those ones. So Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom. We will talk about that one first.
I thought it was good. It's not what I would have hoped it, or I shouldn't say hope. When they've said that they were doing a second one, they made the announcement that it was going to be about battle dinosaurs, or dinosaurs that are going to be used for
weaponized dinosaurs.
And you don't get any of that in this trailer, so I don't really know what the fuck's going on. Besides, I think Chris Pratt had a line in there where he said that we're here to preserve the dinosaurs or something along that line.
Yeah.
It obviously takes place on one of the islands. I assume no. It's on the island itself.
The theme park's on
because you can see a lot of the classic areas that have all the vegetation that's grown over it.
You see, because they walk through the remnants of where the lake is and stuff like that at one point.
Well, I'm also thinking of like the souvenir shops and stuff from the end of the beginning of the movie, end of the movie type thing. No, I think it'll be good. I may like it better, more than the first one, depending on how the plot is. But that's all I've got on it.
Michael, your thoughts on Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom trailer.
All right.
And again, this isn't a story trailer, really. This is just the first actual trailer. A
clip show kind
of. Like, it's like, hey, this is kind of what's happening.
As much as I love Jurassic World,
which he loves,
which I love,
like Dino Boner loves.
Dino and Fight I didn't Boner. Expect to like it as much as I did.
He did not.
It just kind of hit me perfectly. I think this trailer looks like such hot shit. Like, I'm so worried about this movie right now. So the rest of my time is going to be spent trying not to freak out over a shitty trailer and hoping that the next trailer is going to bring some clarity to it. What does make me feel a little bit better is I read that everything you saw in this trailer is in the either the first half or the first 30 minutes of the movie or some shit like that. Which is kind of settling, but also a little unsettling that that much crazy shit happened in half of a movie.
There's definitely a scene in there where the Tyrannosaurus Rex is like, quote unquote, saving them from another dinosaur.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that pretty much feels like the end of the movie.
Nah, that's like, not going to be the end. They wouldn't.
But I'm saying that the feeling of it was that could be the end of the movie.
So, yeah, I did not like the way this. Like, granted, if you take away all expectation or my appreciation for Jurassic World, it looks cool. Like, god damn it, there's a lot of fucking dinosaurs in there and there's a lot of crazy shit happening, which I'm usually all about, but I like the first one so much that I don't want it to take this direction, you know? But I was not happy with this trailer, but it doesn't mean I'm not going to not dig the next one. So
here's the official story synopsis detail synopsis for Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom. In the film, Bryce Dallas Howard's Claire Deering has founded an organization called Dinosaur Protection Group, or DPG, enlisting the help of new characters played by Daniela Pinata and Justice Smith. Their mission is finding a way to get these dinosaurs off the island as the active volcano threatens to make the animals go extinct again. And the film really kicks off when she goes to get Chris Pratt's Owen Grady for some help.
Okay, see, I like that. And that's what I mean by whether the plot is, whether I'm going to like the movie or not. With the hinges on the plot, because if you're going to have the battle dinosaurs, I'm not really into that. It sounds incredibly stupid to me. But this, on the other hand, sounds a bit more fun. And that looks badass.
It looks cool. The visuals are stunning.
microphone check. I showed them a picture that was posted within a synopsis from Entertainment Weekly of a Dilophosaurus. Is that the one, right?
Whatever that one is, because you know they were doing genetic engineering on the island.
So who knows exactly going what after Claire and one of the new characters in a looks like a wrecked building with lava spilling through the roof or shooting up from the ground. I can't really tell. Excuse me. So that's Jurassic World, Fallen Kingdom, for everybody who's keeping score. Mike, did you see the official picture from Aquaman, by the way?
No.
The fucking ripped-ass fucking Jason Momoa walking?
No.
Yeah.
They just replaced Jason
By the Momoa. Way, Dolph Lundgren's in Aquaman, people. Yes. So
he plays...
get excited.
His uncle, right?
Yeah, he played Fishy Dark Angel.
He's not Dark Angel, by the way.
He played
Dark Angel references to the
Universal villain. Fish Soldier.
I hate you so much. I hate you so much. I shouldn't even show you this picture. You should just fucking.
I want to see the picture. No. You fuck.
Get your man boner pants on.
I'm wearing sweats.
You'll need them.
Let's do this. Yeah, dude, like I'm saying, I don't consider myself a gay man, but Jason Momoa is Jason Momoa. You
know? Right?
Nah, I mean?
And those tattoos just kind of accentuate everything.
Yeah, man, it's cool because it looks like Aquaman's armor.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's super cool. Yeah, I saw that picture, I was like, well, I don't know what this, like fully, like, suited up guy behind him looks like he's doing, but he looks angry as fuck, Rutter.
Mm-hmm.
Like, damn. That ain't going to be good for somebody. Whoever he's going after, probably not going to be the sequel.
Nope.
I'm not going to make it the sequel. What's next? We were talking about... Go. Which movie did we talk about next? The next one?
It was the... Not Annihilation. It was the other animated one.
Well, Annihilation's not animated.
Wasn't it animated?
No, Annihilation's a book. Oh, Alita Battle Angel.
That's what it was.
So, For the people who don't know, Alita Battle Angel was originally a manga and then later an anime. The trailer doesn't give us a whole lot. It is a teaser trailer, air quotes. Gives us a little bit into it. It's like a miniature. If you ask me, it's a miniature story trailer. But it does introduce you to the world we're dealing with in Alita Battle Angel. So this comes from James Cameron, producer, and it was directed by Robert Rodriguez. Yeah, it looks pretty insane. Mike, you said you have not watched the trailer?
No, I have no idea what it is.
So Alita Battle Angel focuses around Alita, who is a cybernetic human who is found in a garbage dump by a doctor played by Christoph Waltz, who basically puts her back together and is trying to issue her back into the world and trying to help her be her, a thing, normal human-ish kind of thing. But the world they live in is overrun by very bad people and a lot of cybernetically enhanced people and some cyborgs just in general by themselves. Visually, this movie looks fucking insane. They did one thing that threw me off a little bit with the whole giving her the big eyes she had from like the anime and stuff.
It's unnerving. It's creepy.
It's very weird and it's very real looking. Because at one point she's crying and Christoph Waltz wipes a tear away. And I was like, do they find an actress that had big old weird fake eyes like that? Because
right,
that shit looks real.
The cast is pretty crazy.
Oh, the cast is pretty solid.
Yeah, for sure. And in this world, there's these, I'm not going to spoil everything for you. The movie's not out yet. There's these creatures that were known back in the day when, there was a big war, which I don't remember the name. It wasn't the cybernetic war or something else, called Battle Angels. And they were, basically made to destroy anything in front of them they were pointed at. She is one of them, but she doesn't remember that because she was, decommissioned after the fact. Because they were a powerful weapon I want to say they were autonomous and they were like the end all be all like protectors of the human race.
Uh-huh.
And because of that fact, the person in charge had them demolished because they were going to do bad things and they knew the Battle Angels would come after them. So that's why she doesn't know who she is.
Interesting.
If I remember correctly, it's been a long time since I read or watched any of it. So. It's a really cool world they have going on. It's very steampunkish in a way. But yeah, like just the weird, creepy eyes, Mike. Like, look at this.
Yeah, it's odd.
Yeah. So, I mean, she looked like that, and she was the only person that looked like that in the comic books and the manga and stuff. It's just weird that they would do that.
Well, I guess it sets her apart from everybody else.
Well, that's true. I mean, walking around with, you know, your cyber muscles like this guy did is going to definitely set you apart. That's why everyone runs from him.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a part in it where you see her slide down a pile of junk and just land like in a superhero pose. And I was like, oh, mm-hmm. Okay. All right. You got me on this one. I'm down. And then there's a whole jumping in the air thing and turning, corkscrewing in the air to get past the crazy tentacle arm things.
Mm-hmm.
That was fucking cool. She's getting ready to punch that motherfucker in the face, too. She's like, I'm Mono. And then she goes to give the dude her heart, which I thought was, like, I know you're like a cyborg and all, but I'm almost positive you're going to need that.
Yeah, right.
You know, giving someone your heart is more of like a saying.
Yeah.
An expression, not so much like a actual thing.
Not an action.
Yeah. And then there's this one, I don't know if this is supposed to be Jennifer Connelly's character, who like pulls out her fucking like crazy scythe arms, but she looks pretty crazy. But yeah, I do like the part where she's standing there and the guy with the cybernetic body looks at her and he grabs her by the neck and she instantly slams his head into the fucking table. Like, nope, you cannot manhandle me. I will literally destroy you. The superhero pose I'm talking about is right.
Superhero pose. It's a superhero pose.
Right there.
Yeah, it's a superhero pose.
Because she jumps in this hole and slides down, just boom, right into this battle stance. I was like, oh, Battle Angel, ready to battle.
A fitting name.
Angels. So yeah, so watch it. It looks pretty interesting for sharesies. But yeah. Then we have Annihilation. Oh, they're making another. They're redoing another adaptation of Phantom Tollbooth. By the way, Mike.
Oh
yeah, I know you're
waiting for that.
No fucking clue what you're talking about.
We talked about it once before. That's all right.
Nope.
Jessica Jones season 2 officially announced. By the way,
oh yeah,
yeah. That's fun. Annihilation. We will talk about that right now.
Yeah,
we will. Annihilation is an adaptation of a book by the same name. This particular one is this adaptation is being made by Alex Garland. Who's Alex Garland, Cody? Oh, thanks for asking. I'll explain that. Alex Garland is the writer of Dread and the writer and director of Ex Machina, the crazy alien, crazy robot movie.
Good movies.
Robo Sex.
Kind of good movies. I'll murder you where you sit.
I can upgrade it to good movies.
Yeah.
I'm disappointed in Joe right now.
Disappoint.
Anyways, so in this this movie, in this story, there's these there's this place called Area X. And Area X is an unknown weird force called the Shimmer has come from it out of the woods and everything. And they've sent drones in, they've sent groups of people in, and I believe the group that's now going in, which is all ladies, is the sixth group to go in, if I'm not mistaken.
I don't know.
They didn't the movie might really be different, the trailer, but the book, but I think it was six. And since then, only one person and one thing has ever come back. That is Oscar Isaac's character, which is Natalie Portman's husband in the movie.
Mm-hmm. But?
But he's not come back okay. He comes back in a very deluded state, and he has to be put into a coma to help him. But he's like all disoriented and malnourished and has weird shit on his face. So then they mount up a group of people, including Natalie Portman's character, who is a biologist.
Yeah, she was a biologist.
To go and they study what they want to study because they actually got footage back from him.
Well, they wanted to basically try and cure him. And Natalie Portman's character is like, well, I can't do that without knowing what's afflicting him. And initially, they just wanted to send a team in. She's like, no, I need to be there. I need to figure, I need to, find this out. And so that's why she's going along with it. Dude, this thing is like, it's crazy.
Yeah, bro, it looks
nuts. I kind of want to watch, I definitely want to read the books after seeing this trailer.
Yeah, the first trailer they showed was a teaser for sure. And just kind of like showed off like the weird world they have. But this one actually goes, because this is the first story trailer we get where it actually delves into about it. It's interesting because they're delving more into the animals in the trailer than they do in the books.
Really?
Because in the books, they mention it, but they don't really like get in like really too close to proximity because, well, they don't want to die because the first ones they find,
vicious, vicious animals in there.
But there's this thing, and it's not the main. So when this trailer first starts, you see her, and they're interrogating her, and you got to realize that that's her after the fact.
Mm-hmm.
And then they tell you what's going on, and they ask, "Can you just like Wong from Doctor Strange asks her while wearing a fully, enclosed suit, says, "Can you describe the creature?" And she says, "No, I cannot."
Mm-hmm.
So the creature that they're talking about, I don't think is that gnarly one you see,
with the skull head.
Yeah, that's a different one. There's another one later on that you get a glimpse of in this trailer as well, but that's a whole nother thing too. But yeah, like the in this trailer they talk about how you can't crossbreed animals because they basically kill this
crocodile alligator
thing and has rows of teeth like sharks do.
Yeah,
and they're like, she's like, that's impossible because you can't crossbreed animals. And I was like, well something did. So yeah, it's pretty cool. It's gonna be super fucked up and super dark, but that's Alex Garland for you, so, mm-hmm. Speaking of adaptations of books,
yeah,
Joe, guess what our next trailer we're going to talk about is?
What is it?
Mike, any guesses?
Ready Player One.
Oh my God, yes, that's good. Some of us in this room have read this book.
It's fantastic.
Yeah, we have. Did you say bought this book?
Nope,
someone
read.
Someone has bought this book?
Nope.
Because all of us have bought this
book. No, I said read this book.
I will definitely have read it before I watch it.
Really?
Yep. Guarantee.
Guarantee. Yes, time.
I will read this book in a week.
Eventually.
I will read it this week.
This week?
I will. You know what?
By the time next week when we record to talk about Star Wars, The Last Jedi, Mike will have read Ready Player One all the way through.
Yep. Fuck you. I'll do it.
You said you would.
You don't think I can.
I don't think you can.
Well, fuck, I can read.
No, I don't think you can read this book all the way through in a week.
I think I can.
I don't think you can.
Challenge accepted.
Yep.
Challenge accepted.
I win.
I was planning on rereading it right before the movie came out.
When's the movie come out?
That's a good question. You have a while, technically, to tell you the truth.
I'm going to read this shit this week. And then, so it's...
March 30th.
Fresh again once I go...
Yeah, so you have 4 months.
I'll read it this week. We will have a quick 2-minute segment where I tell you if this book was good or not.
Mike's book report coming next week.
2-minute book report.
2 minutes. 2-minute book report from Mike.
I'll probably only need 8 seconds. But yeah, pretty good. That's what I'm guessing.
I'm pretty sure majority rules.
I don't know. We'll
2 minutes
have to,
was said.
2 minutes was said.
I'm just saying. I can fill up my 2 minutes however I want to fill up my 2 minutes. If I don't want to talk the whole time, I don't have to.
Actually, it's
there will be questions
required.
Just to make sure that you've read at least the first chapter, which I doubt that he will.
Yeah, right?
Ooh, you motherfucker.
You gonna disconnect your Twitter and turn off your Star Wars games and get through it?
Was there a prologue to that book?
No.
No prologue. Okay.
No.
Have you even cracked the book open?
Listen, dude.
He feathered through it. I saw him feather through it. I was
there when
he bought it.
All you need to know is I'm going to fucking read it by next week.
Did you buy that this year or was that last year?
Fuck you. I bought it this year.
It was this year. He bought it this year. Yeah.
It's fairly recent. It's only been like 2 months.
Mm-hmm.
No, I've only had it for like 2 months. That's a fact.
Maybe 3 months.
That's a fact. Two.
You've given us 2 facts today.
Yeah.
Fact number one, that you'll have this read in less than a week.
Yeah.
And two, that you've only had it for 2 months.
Yeah.
A, I don't know how the fuck you sat on a book this good for 2 months without even reading it.
Listen.
B, don't sit on books.
A, don't sit on books. That's very uncomfortable and bad for the books. Anyways.
This trailer's crazy.
This fucking
shit. If I can wear out a pause button on my tablet, computer, whatever.
Yeah, for sure.
It's this fucking trailer.
So we're going to go over the Easter egg stuff we saw in this here trailer. So I posted this trailer and the one from Comic-Con, the sizzle reel, from on the Facebook's page and everything. So, you know, chug it out there. If not, just go ahead and search on your favorite browser of choice, in search engine of choice, Ready Player One movie. Or Ready Player One trailer. The newest one is from Sunday, December 10th. I don't remember what day it was. I might even be wrong about that. What's today? 13th? It's Wednesday?
Yep.
Nailed it. It was the 10th. So I will. I pulled up coming soon's list of Easter eggs. I think this has most of them I saw in there on all of them. Plus, you have screenshots. Not that I'm going to show them to anybody but me. But so from the beginning of the trailer, so the premise of this book is there's this video game interface world that everyone goes into. It's a virtual world called the Oasis. It is completely taken over society. Everybody goes into it, rich and poor. Some people do their like full on jobs through the Oasis. Some people just do it for fun. Some people do it to get away. All sorts of stuff, right? So imagine, if you don't know what we mean by this, it's a very open world. It is can be made in anything. You can have instances from movies and books and all different things made real so you can experience them. And you wear, for the cheapest part, you wear gloves and a helmet or face unit that lets you see the world and interact with it with the controller, or with the controllers, which are your gloves. And then if you're richer, you get a suit that lets you feel things in the real world. So you get that experience of being touched or hit or whatever happens to be you're doing. Then if you're super rich, you get an immersion kit, which suspends you. So you get the full sensory array, smell, hearing, physical touch, all of it. So you can get the cheapest way and escape this way and do it because it's still immersive. It's just not fully immersive. So the guy who created this is obsessed with the 80s. So there's a lot of 80s references in the book, but also in the story itself because of what happens. But this virtual world can be anything from the earliest of you can do fucking medieval battles in it. You can do space fights. You can do stuff from Star Wars or Back to the Future or Mad Max if you wanted to. You can do anything you want. It can be recreated inside the Oasis. And you can play games in it, whatever, right? So this is what the world is. In the trailer, there's all these little Easter eggs to give you a hint of what's going on in, right? So the premise is this. The creator of this world, the sole creator now, because the other guy who created it with him is no longer in the picture, he has died. And part of his will is he leaves an Easter egg, a literal Easter egg, inside the game that you have to follow clues to find, and whoever finds it first gets all of his money, which is like, they said $500 billion, right?
Half a trillion.
$500 billion, which is $500 billion. And full control of Oasis, which means you actually get more than just the $500 billion because it's worth so much because the entire world does transactions and lives in this world. Mm. And you have to pay someone to do this. Hence, the bad guy in this. And the bad guys is a corporation who wants to control it. And they
always
have
a fucking corporation.
Yep. Right?
And they have a group. They're nicknamed the Sixers. Trump. Yeah, right? The Sixers are the virtual representation of this company who will stop at nothing to take control of the Oasis and the Easter egg. Not because of the money. Yes, who doesn't want to have $1 trillion? But whoever controls the Oasis controls how money is exchanged through it and how it works.
Mm-hmm.
So they want it so they can do more so. But the people who go against them, A, they don't want them to take over because they know they're going to ruin the Oasis. And they don't want to lose the Oasis because they're going to monetize the shit out of it. So they want to stop them. Well, the Sixers decide to not just kill you in the video game. They decide to kill you in real life. It is brutal. So in the trailer, we're going to break down some Easter eggs that are locked in here. Right out of the bat, there's lots of 80s stuff, like I said. The first one you see is actually a graffiti paint of what looks to be a Mad Ball. If you guys remember what Mad Balls are from the 80s, it is these little bouncy balls that have these ridiculous faces on them.
Yeah.
Remember those,
yep,
Mike?
I do remember now.
Nope.
Well, now that I see it is what he's saying.
Nope. Yeah, so okay. So that's in there. Then you go to a clip of what's beginning of a race, and there's this one's jam-packed, and this is a whole different jam-packed versus the first set we saw in the first movie, which you saw a car look like Christine, you saw a car looks like Bigfoot, which you see in this trailer as well. This scene from the new trailer, you see the 1966 Batmobile with Batman in the driver's seat. You see Speed Racer in Mach 5, in the Mach 5. You see Ryu from Street Fighter walking.
Yeah.
You see the A-Team van, and you see Mad Max and the Mad Max car all in line with the Sixers cars, which are just all the basic race cars you see there.
Mm-hmm.
Then you see Percival, who's the main character's avatar in the Oasis, walking up to a DeLorean from Back to the Future Uno. By the way, not Dose.
Yeah, because it doesn't have the Mr. Fusion on it.
Yep. And oddly enough, in this one, you can't really see it unless you zoom in really well. He's wearing a belt buckle that has Thundercats logo on it.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. Hmm. Then, the next scene you see, is another big one, is you see Percival walking into what it looks to be a nightclub, and walking past him is Deathstroke from DC Comics, and what looks to be Harley Quinn walking out past him. Which is pretty cool. Then there's a shot of the bar where Percival is walking up, and the bartender is wearing a Devo outfit from the band Devo,
which is fantastic.
Yep,
that's pretty funny.
You have Laura Croft, the classic heroine from the Tomb Raider games, wearing her teal top and her short shorts with her guns. You see
Blanca
from Street Fighter.
That's pretty funny.
You see Captain. Is it Captain
Commander Shepard?
Commander Shepard, right, from Mass Effect.
Yep.
In their full N7 armor. That one's pretty cool. Then it goes into the explanation in the trailer about the Easter egg, and it shows the Easter egg sitting on top of what could be either a double dragon standee or a Mortal dope. Kombat standee.
Yeah.
With the glowing Easter egg on top of it. Mm. Then you get to see another shot of the bike from Akira, the red racing bike that has the stickers on it. And the stickers are Miss Pac-Man, Wonder Woman, Taito, which is the creator the game developer, for a lot of different things, really. And then you see the symbol for the Greatest American Hero, which is pretty funny. Rad. Then you see a shot of Bigfoot, the monster truck, racing, and in the background is a billboard for Delta City with RoboCop on it.
It's fantastic.
Yep, fantastic. Then you see another shot of what looks to be a nightclub again with the avatars in the game. And Percival is wearing a suit that's very reminiscent of Buckaroo Banzai across the eighth dimension, which is pretty cool. You get a shot of King Kong leaping from a tall building with a plane flying around him.
That's pretty gnarly.
Yeah.
Then you get a shot of the battle that's I'm going to guess this is the final battle at the end of the movie. Spoiler alert. And in this, just this one shot here, you have Battletoads, you have a character from Joust, you have his name's El Dragon from Battleborn in here. There's a lot of other stuff you can't really even like.
It's spot. A little bit too blurry to.
Yeah, it's just a little too far away.
Exactly, everything is, but there's so much.
There's the dance floor from Saturday Night Fever in there. There's Harley and Joker dance. What looks to be dancing, and they look at something that's you know shocking. There's another shot from the battle, which is jam-packed with video game people as well. You have, we'll just go from the right here. You have another shot of Laura Croft. You have Casey Cage from Mortal Kombat. You have Tracer from Overwatch. You have Chun-Li from Street Fighter. And then you have the bad guy, the Evil Dead, or the Army of Darkness bad guys, which is the Skeleton Warriors on there, which is pretty cool. Then you get a shot of Percival leaning out of the passenger seat of the DeLorean this time, wielding the shotgun made famous by Mad Max. You get a shot of the DVD collection. This is most likely a scene where they're inside their hangout and they're talking about this stuff early on in the movie. And this is Percival's collection of his favorite movies based on the likings of the guy who created the video game, because he does his research, and they're all movies that are classic from the 80s, stuff like Scarface and Full Metal Jacket and Tim Burton's Batman, and plus many, many others is raining down from the fucking roof. Then you have a shot of Percival holding up a boombox a la Say Anything. You also see next to him a bunch of other people. One is Deadshot, which is pretty cool, so that's another one of that. Some other people in there too. Then you get a shot of what blew my mind, which is the Mobile Suit Gundam.
Oh, that was a fantastic surprise.
And they do so well because it goes right into a battle pose that does right from the cartoon.
Yep.
It's fantastic. Shield out, sword and or gun. This sometimes looks like the sword, and getting ready to strike from the sky. It's fucking rad. Then you get another shot of the front of the DeLorean, this time with Percival driving. He has a different gun in his hand, it looks like.
It does. He definitely is.
But on the front of the DeLorean is the red lights from Kit.
Yep.
The Knight Rider car, which I thought was pretty cool. Then you get a shot of Chucky from Child's Play murdering the shit out of somebody.
Oh, that was fantastic as well.
Punch the shit out of some.
Yeah.
I think he has a knife in his
hand. He might have a knife, yeah.
Yeah. That's
even better.
And then the last shot is... amongst the battle going on below, the Iron Giant's running up the hill, and he looks amazing.
Yo, seriously.
Rendered in full 3D like this.
Yeah.
I was like, yo, so we getting a live action Iron Giant movie? Mm-hmm. Yeah? Can we do this?
I take that.
Because I'm ready to cry in real life, you know what I mean?
wonder if they brought back Vin Diesel to do the voice, or if they're just like
maybe they could just using, take it, yeah,
taking it from the.
But also, I mean, also, it, depending on who that character is, or if that's a power up, could just be the voice of whoever is powering it.
True.
So if you've read the book, you'll know what I'm about to reference in this. Mike hasn't, but he'll get to it. And by the time he gets to it in like 3 months,
just not next week.
He won't remember this. So it doesn't matter. there's power ups you can gain in the game, in the world, you can use to boost your gameplay and your performance. In the book, it's one called Ultraman, which is a Japanese anime.
It was based off of a manga, if I recall right, but it was a live action, kind of like a Power Rangers type thing.
Yeah, that's where Power Rangers essentially came from.
Yeah,
and when you use the power up, you take the form of that particular thing. Well, in the book, one of the characters gets a power up, which is the Ultraman power up, and so he uses it and he grows to a large size
and becomes Ultraman.
Looks like him, does all his actions, all right. I am guessing the Iron Giant and the Gundam are those things, because I can't imagine someone running around always as the Iron Giant. Kind of unfair in a way.
Well, it's unfair, but by the end of the book, all three of them had some sort of giant mech, giant thing going for them.
He shouldn't.
I just wish that they would have gotten Ultraman.
Yeah, like I said, I don't know who owns the right to that, but I don't know if it's them.
Yeah.
Oh, they are missing a perfect opportunity, though, with Iron Giant, as thought of. He doesn't have the S.
Oh, yeah.
He should have had the S.
The S wasn't very sturdy on there, though.
Man, it don't matter.
Right?
What's wrong with you, Mike? What's wrong with you, Mike?
Just a naysayer.
Yeah. Just saying. I mean, cool to see the chain with it bouncing around on, you know?
Mm-hmm. No, not kind of cool. No.
I mean, fucking dope, dude. I'm trying to zoom in on this picture, see what else is in this fucking madness he's running through. Just
dude, fucking good luck. I want to say I saw Samurai Champloo in there.
Might, I don't know.
Yeah.
Just, I mean, this trailer, again, just chock full of fucking nonsense. For sure, like video games.
Roger Rabbit is supposed to be in there somewhere. Yeah,
they have
literally, because that was Warner Brothers as well, wasn't it?
Yeah, they have. So Warner has access to so much stuff.
Yeah,
so much stuff. Then with Steven Spielberg being on it, he owns and has access to rights of stuff that they don't have access to, because he has stuff from his time at Universal. Obviously, Amblin Pictures, DreamWorks, all that stuff. So I mean, that's where they get like the Iron Giant.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, all that stuff. I mean, so it's like, I mean, E.T. could be running around there for fuck Christ's sake. You know what I mean? Like,
awesome.
It'd be weird because you're like,
Elliot.
I think it's, you know, murdered.
Falls into a hole.
Yeah. Coked up fucking little, what's her face? Firestarter?
Barry?
No, that's the other one. Drew Barrymore. They're both young childhood stars. So yeah, and Simon Pegg's in it. That's pretty cool.
He plays the co-creator
Ogden Moore.
Yeah,
right?
I think it sounds about right.
Ogden something or other. He's the co-creator.
T.J. Miller's supposed to be in it too, right?
Yeah. So T.J. Miller pisses me off. Not because I don't like T.J. Miller. He spouted off something stupid that makes me want to punch him in the dick, because he obviously didn't read the source material and didn't do any fucking research for him over his dumb, stupid, alcoholic mouth. So he made a comment on, I want to say it was on Conan, where he was excited to have this movie coming up, because it's, you know, this geek holy grail and it's going to be this big spectacle, right? He says the character he gets to play, that he's playing, is created solely for him for the movie. Fucking incorrect. All right? Let me set you straight, Michael.
Yeah, Mike.
He plays a character named IROC. IROC is in the fucking books.
Yeah.
So
literally the name of the character.
Yes. IROC is spelled IROC. He is
the annoying
friend that wants to be part of their group but is not really a good what do they call themselves? The hunters. They're
Gunters.
Gunters, yes, Gunters. He's kind of a poser. And so later on, spoiler alert, he betrays them.
Mm-hmm.
Again, Mike, it doesn't matter about spoilers because he's going to forget by the time he reads this book.
Yep.
Nope. I'm going to remember.
No, you're not.
No, you're not.
But he's in the books, and it's not like he's like barely in the books. He's in the books a lot.
Yeah.
A lot.
Maybe he was just saying the character's different in the movie for him.
It would have to be.
Yeah.
So that's probably what...
Well, he missaid it then.
But he also... That seems like a very T.J. Miller thing to say just to piss off nerd people like you.
Yeah.
It seems like something he would do.
Mission accomplished.
Yeah. Fuck him. I will not see Yogi Bear 2.
You mean 3?
I never saw a second one, so I can say this. Did they really make a second one?
I'm pretty sure.
No, I don't think they did.
Well, here it goes. I'm going to check it out right now.
I don't think they did. I don't think they did.
I don't know.
Wait for it. I want to know the results.
I say leave it at a cliffhanger.
Nope.
Oh, plot unknown.
Fuck you, Mike. I'm always right. That's not true at all. No. I am wrong quite a bit.
Yeah.
Anyways, that's it for our trailer stuff. And that's it for this week's episode.
So next week...
Tune in when Mike will let us down by not having read the book.
When I inevitably find success and read this book within a week. And it's going to happen because, contrary to popular belief, I can read.
We don't doubt you can read.
Doubt that you can read. Just doubt your attention span to reading.
That's a fair doubt. But I'm...
fair doubt that's
like,
fucking...
And the reason why I know this is because it's not a biography about a sports person or another person that you like.
Oh, yeah, in your face.
All right, well, it pisses me off when you guys actually know me. But here's my point.
I'm sorry?
Next week... I'm going to read the shit out of that book, and I will report back on it next week.
Next week,
listen to us break down the new Star Wars movie. It's not really like a big deal or anything.
We are going to spoil it, so I'm going to warn you right now.
Spoilers next week for Star Wars.
Spoilers next week.
If Han Solo dies again, we will tell you. I'm
going to be pissed off.
They brought him back just to kill him again.
Comes back as a Force ghost.
Comes back alive. He's like, no. They patched me up, look, and then stabbed through the heart.
Yeah.
And you're to blame.
You give love.
So I'm Joe.
Mike. And Cody.
And remember, and we are...
you fucks just came naturally.
Yeah, you did. Anal strangulation.
No.